The second thing that is required on the Sabbath, or that's associated with the Sabbath, is a concept of work, not working. If you turn over to Leviticus 23, beginning with verse 1, Leviticus 23:1, "And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, The set feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my set feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no manner of work. It is a Sabbath to Yahweh in all your dwellings." The word work means deputyship. You know what a deputy is? A sheriff has a deputy. He has someone who assists him. The deputy is the one who usually goes around and does all the little things while the sheriff is sitting in the office making sure everything is well taken care of. Everything is going in the right direction. Well, think of your own life as being a deputy. You're the one that's dispatched to do things. Those are the kinds of things, those work-related things, are the kinds of things that we don't do on the Sabbath. That really puts a broad spectrum of things before us that we should avoid when you think of it in those terms. It would be like the sheriff coming to you, any of you on this day, and saying, "I need you to do something," and you say, "Hey, I can't. Today is a Sabbath." And that's the way we want to mentally think of this. It means also employment, work, business, or occupation. Anything that you do where you earn money, anything that you do where it would be considered a labor, a chore, those things you don't do on this day. Now, this is important. We've had many conversations, and I think between now and Tabernacles, we're going to have many more, about the kids, because one of the things that was severely lacking before was there weren't enough things specifically directed from a worship standpoint towards the kids. What we're going to try to do is to have the sermonettes, I may have mentioned this before, but the sermonettes specifically geared towards basic subjects and topics, and maybe even gear them more directly towards the children. At the same time, we can all gain from that. We all gain from reviewing. We all gain from maybe picking up tidbits of information that we hadn't considered. But one of the things that all of the kids should understand is these things are things that Yahweh has a reason for us not to do. He doesn't want us to work. He does want us to rest. So you want to make sure that you take the time to get enough rest on the Sabbath. And most of you do. Most of you like to sleep late. I mean, I've noticed that in my home. Everybody likes to sleep late on the Sabbath. If we started services at 3 in the afternoon, I still think some of us would still be sleeping. That's another story altogether. The point is that it is a day of rest and a day where we don't, where we are not allow ourselves to be dispatched, to be used as a deputy, to be used in business, in an occupation, in any work, or anything else that would be related to that in that manner. And again, that's what this word work here in Leviticus 23 relates to. You can also notice this third area about keeping the day holy brought up, as it says, "These shall be, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations." The word convocation is mikra, M-I-Q-R-A is how you would transliterate it into English, how you would write it, M-I-Q-R-A. It's number 4744. It means something called out, and that is it's a public meeting. You can think of any public meeting you might go to, a meeting that discusses something that relates to your town, the township supervisors' meetings, or in Lebanon, if the mayor called a meeting and invited everyone to come in and make comments about some proposal that he has. That's a public meeting. What makes this meeting different is it says holy before it, a holy meeting, a sacred meeting. This day is a day where we're supposed to, we absolutely have to get together and offer worship. Look over in Hebrews chapter 10. This thought is brought out for us there. Hebrews 10 verses 24 and 25.